Good morning. Once again, I express my sincere appreciation to each one who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth that is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. I continue to covet your interest in the things which we discuss from Saturday to Saturday. I realize some things are controversial, but then Jesus Christ was the most controversial person, and so are those who follow him. Your speaker is Robert Swain. I wish to address a subject in our allotted time this morning that's most often misunderstood, but I trust that you'll allow me to set the record straight in this matter. Very often the title Reverend is used when people address me. It's usually used in an effort to show respect for the work in which I'm engaged. I appreciate the desires of such courtesy, but I reject the term and the title for good reasons. I often attempt to explain why I do not wish the term Reverend to be used with my name, but usually time and opportunity does not allow for a detailed explanation. Therefore, for our study today, I wish to give reasons as to why I do not wish to be referred to with the term Reverend. The first reason is because Christ Jesus condemned the wearing of religious titles. Hear him as he speaks. And I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 11, and invite you to read along with me. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, gathering in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant." You note here that Jesus is not discussing parental relations or those who are fathers in the fleshly sense. He's speaking of religious leaders who elevate themselves into places of honor and prestige and then expect others to honor them with religious titles. If Jesus didn't allow his disciples, who later became apostles, to wear religious titles to distinguish them as preachers or evangelists, then who am I or who are you to take upon ourselves such a title? Nor can I conscientiously allow another, however well-intentioned they may be, to call me by an unauthorized and presumptuous title. Please, please do not call me Reverend. The second reason is because there is not a clergy-laity distinction taught in the Word of God. Webster's definition of the word Reverend is usually as a title of respect for a clergyman. But my friends, the Bible does not speak of any distinction between clergy Christians and lay Christians. True, some men spend their full time in preaching, being supported by those who are members of the Lord's body, and yet this does not elevate them above any other disciple. All Christians are to preach the gospel. Acts 8 and 4 states, "They therefore that were scattered abroad went about preaching the word." So each Christian is to preach the truth as they have